USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A U.S. delegation led by Senator Tammy Duckworth, the Democrat from Illinois, is in Taipei meeting with Taiwan officials on a previously unannounced visit. Taiwan's Minister of National Defense reported Monday that Beijing sent 30 Chinese warplanes to its air defense identification zone near the island. That's the biggest incursion since January. Texas Governor Greg Abbott took time on his Memorial Day remarks to unify the state of Texas.
What happened in Uvalde was a horrific act of evil. And as Texans, we must come together and lift up Uvalde.
Many Texas media outlets will go dark for 21 minutes at noon Central to recognize all those lost in the senseless shooting in Uvalde, Texas, a week ago. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden is meeting with Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand, this morning. As the nation is facing intense inflation, the president later on today will be meeting with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell to discuss the state of American and global economies. It takes a village to prevent an active shooter in America, so says one Republican senator.
Senator Lindsey Graham says creating a system of intervention is the key to curbing gun violence.
All these shooters have one thing in common, right? They're disturbed. They're talking about violence. They're acting out. And we do nothing about it until it's too late. Let's create a system so we can do something about it before they use the gun. It's not so much the gun, it's the person with the gun.
Speaking with reporters, a South Carolina Republican said he doesn't believe in taking any guns away from responsible people, but would work to keep firearms out of the wrong hands. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The federal government may tear down Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, and build another campus. State Senator Roland Gutierrez on KSAT 12.
There's a federal grant process for it. It gives these, and that's the sad part. There's a federal protocol for schools like Columbine and others where they give you up to $45 million. What kind of world are we living in that legislation was created for raising these schools?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense. I can't tell you how many little children that I've talked to that don't want to go back into that building.
Of course.
They're just traumatized. They're just destroyed.
Canada continues to move towards socialism as gun control is heading to a new level under Prime Minister Trudeau. Kentucky Congressman Representative James Comer on Fox News.
Almost every week where there is a citizen that protects their family with the firearm. We also have horror stories like we saw in Uvalde. So, you know, this is a serious issue, but gun control is not the answer. I think that, Republicans have advocated for many years for more funding for mental health issues, for better coordination between law enforcement agencies whenever you have these types of threats, especially among high school students. We've also advocated for security, but what we saw in Texas was there was a breakdown in security.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.